Good afternoon and welcome to City Connections. City Connections is brought to you by the City of Great Falls. Our show provides a behind-the-scenes look into the inner workings of your local government. You will hear firsthand from dedicated professionals who provide the services and programs you depend on to live, work, and play in Great Falls. I'm your host, Lanny Klasner, Communications Specialist for the City of Great Falls. Today, I would like to welcome my guest, Susie McIntyre. Susie is the Director of the Great Falls Public Library. Welcome, Susie. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm always amazed at the incredible services and activities that the library provides our community. Libraries are so much more than books, and the pandemic has really showed how essential they are now more than ever. But keeping a library running now and into the future isn't an easy task. So can you share a little bit about some of the recent upgrades that you've implemented at the library?
Yes, I would love to. So this library was opened in 1967, so it is 54 years old, which is, you know, a great age. That's my age. So in the past 4 years, we've done over $1.4 million worth of investments in the library. We have a new boiler, a new air handler. We handled a flooding issue in the basement. We did a new roof. Those are all things that people don't really see. We have also done a lot of things that people can see. I think the most visible one is our brand new bookmobile.
Which is very cool.
Which is super cool. We serve all of the county, seven Hutterite colonies. We go to various assisted living places in town and lots of daycares and schools. And we love that we have a new bookmobile and are able to continue that service.
One, I think people probably don't realize that the library is county-wide, and so you're bringing those services out to the county.
That's right.
It's not just within the city limits, but you have a larger reach.
Right. And one thing that I'm always a little bit saddened by is that sometimes people ask me how much a library card costs, and so I really want to make sure everybody knows. Your library card is paid for by tax dollars, so it is free to you. So anyone with a residence in Cascade County or who pays taxes in Cascade County can get a library card for free, and that gives you access to all of our services. You can check out materials. You can download ebooks and e-audiobooks on your smart device. That is one of our most popular services, but it's also a service not everybody knows about. So we have been expanding that due to COVID. There were quite a few. The Montana State Library got quite a bit of ARPA money, and we bought almost $250,000 worth of materials in the last 2 years to beef up that collection. So people, I really hope that they will look at that. We've added ACT and SAT prep classes to our Libby app. And on the Libby app, you can also take master classes for free. And there's just a whole bunch on there. Over 40,000 ebooks and e-audiobooks.
I didn't realize that you had that large of a selection, and I've heard your talk different times, but those are some new additions to the Libby Library.
Yep, and that's online, so you just go to your app store, download the Libby app, and then fairly straightforward to walk it through, or you can just call the library at 453-0349 and we can take you through. If you don't have a smart device but want to download to a computer, you can just go to MontanaLibrary2Go, it's the numeral 2, go.org, and you can access all the materials there.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to check that out more often. I'm not on there as often as I should,
well,
I understand.
I got to tell you, housework plus audiobook equals much more happy person for me.
So what are some of the other things that you've implemented? I know you have a long laundry list of things to keep the library moving smoothly.
Yes. So during COVID, we were able to take some CARES money and put in a pickup window. So in the alley in the library, you just pull up. It's like going to the bank. You just push the button, and then we come and talk to you. And if you have a hold, you can just get your holds. So that's a contactless way to pick up your materials. We've had a lot of people use it when they've been not feeling great. And then we have people that just it's more convenient to not have to come in. I know that when my child was little, Coming into the library was such a treat that we had to stay here for at least an hour. So being able to just pull up to the window and get your stuff and has been really great for people. We've also remodeled our meeting rooms in the basement. They have a whole fresh new look, new sound system, new projector, new tables. They look really beautiful, and those are free and available to the public. You can call and ask to reserve one of those rooms, and that's another service that we provide. We also have a new book drop system, and probably our most exciting thing is we've updated our inventory and security system, which had a lot of back end work, but what people will really like is how fast it is now to check out. And our new self-check machines are super easy. It takes like 3 steps. The first person I helped, she checked out, and then I was like, "And you're done." And she said, "What? What do I do next?" "Nope, you're done. It's that easy. So we have a lot of great upgrades here at the library, and we're getting back into programming. Children's programming is happening. We have story time and toddler time and books and babies, and we're looking forward to summer reading coming up. And we have a Dungeons and Dragons campaign going on right now. We'll have another one in June. So big things are happening there, and in adult programming, we have our summer reading, our summer music series that will be coming, and then we were part of No More Violence Week. We will be part of the Juneteenth celebration, which will be Saturday, June 18th, to celebrate Juneteenth. We'll be hosting Black Heritage Evening in May. We have a bunch of educational programming going on, and probably our most exciting thing that we're doing for programming this summer is that we are one of the sponsors of Big River Ruckus, and thanks to a American Library Association Humanities grant, we are bringing the author Craig Johnson to Great Falls. And Craig Johnson wrote the Longmire series, and which is the basis of the Netflix Longmire show, and he will be here on August 11th giving a free talk at Gibson Park. If you buy a Big River Ruckus VIP pass, you can come to a reception with Craig Johnson at the C.M. Russell Museum and get free drinks and hors d'oeuvres and talk to the writer of the Sheriff Longmire series.
I know, my husband was so disappointed when that ended.
Well, it's
so
great...
I might have to get some VIP tickets.
Yes.
so we can go and meet him.
Yes.
So like I said when I was opening, you know, the library is essential. You're so much more than books. But maintaining a library isn't without its challenges. So what are some of the challenges that the library faces?
Well, probably our biggest challenge right now is budget and funding. Personnel costs continue to go up, and the funding for the library has been, essentially flat from Cascade County, and just with very small increases from the City of Great Falls. We are funded by both county taxes and city taxes. So with increases that we have with fairly flat funding, we are struggling to continue to meet the Montana Public Library standards. So that is a struggle. We need to figure out a better funding mechanism and how we can pay people to do the important work of keeping the library open while we provide great service and while we remain fiscally responsible. We want to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, but it costs a lot of money to run programs and to be open 6 days a week the way that we are. So we are in the middle of a master planning process. The Great Falls Public Library Foundation does a lot of really great things for the library. They support the library with almost $250,000 every year, which helps us buy children's books, do children's programming, do adult programming, pays for a lot of our technology needs. And they facilitated a grant which allowed us to hire some consultants to help us create a master plan. So these professionals are going to be analyzing our services, our facilities, and getting a bunch of community feedback. This is going to launch on May 10th, I believe this podcast will drop. So our focus groups will be done by then, but I hope people will have come to focus groups, and people are more than welcome to fill out our online survey, which is available at our website at greatfallslibrary.org. So we are looking to find out from the community what they want and what they need so that we can really target what we're doing and plan into the future. This building needs new carpet and new paint and, you know, remodeled bathrooms and a lot of different things in order to really be the wonderful, welcoming place that we want to be for the community.
So you mentioned the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wanted to give to their library, how do they connect with the foundation to be able to provide donations?
So if you just Google Great Falls Public Library Foundation, I don't have their website memorized. They have an online donate button. You can also drop off checks here at the library, and we will get them to the foundation. And they're a 501(c), so that is a tax deduction if you give to the foundation, and they support the library in a lot of really wonderful ways. They will also be part of Give Great Falls, which will have happened the week before this podcast drops.
But donations are always accepted. You're part of a campaign or not. So you'd mentioned that you're going to do the long-range planning. You're going to have the master plan. So that will potentially close when? I know you're going to have focus groups, but will the survey be open?
The survey will be open until probably the end of May.
Perfect. Yeah. So this will air, and people will still have the opportunity, if they didn't make it to a focus group, that they can still participate in the online survey.
Yep.
And that's available on your website?
Yep, greatfallslibrary.org, or you can also go to our Facebook page, and we have lots of posts about the survey there, too.
Okay.
So we want to hear from the community, because we want to provide the services people need. We know that the digital divide is such a big issue. We're checking out hotspots, and unfortunately, the demand is so great that it's a big wait. I mean, my heart was broken. I was just talking, you know, we have a gentleman who is trying to work from home, and his internet situation didn't work, and he was trying to get a hotspot, and, you know, he had to wait in line like everybody else. And so we wish we could expand that service. You know, our Wi-Fi is free. We have a ton of people that come down and use our Wi-Fi. And we also have public computers that you can come and use to play games or write your resume or apply for a job or do your taxes. And there's staff that are here to help and provide support when you use our resources.
Well, you said the digital divide. Not everyone has access to a computer or internet or smartphone, and the library is so essential to provide those services mm-hmm. for people.
Yes, I think one of the most striking things for me during COVID was that during shelter in place, you know, we had to close the library because we all had to go home. But what we did is we put our wireless access points and we pushed them out as far out as they would go and plastered our password on all of the doors. And during those few weeks when we were home, we had over 2,000 individuals log on to our Wi-Fi. So they were coming here and sitting outside or in the parking lot in their car because they needed internet access, because it is the way that we function now. And so we really want to help people make that connection. We have a very exciting project going that will probably start in July, where we're using federal E-rate funding to upgrade our bandwidth. And so we will hopefully more than triple the bandwidth of the library by next fall. So hopefully we'll be able to accommodate even more people doing all sorts of streaming and downloading and training and all the things that they do here.
Well, and if the weather's nice, you can just do it outside.
Yeah,
you don't have to come in the door. So
right.
We've got some beautiful spring weather that's happening, and in the fall it'll be great. So people can just log onto their, you know, their laptops or their devices outside.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We have beautiful benches in the front, and we have the beautiful library park in the back, and you can get our Wi-Fi from either of those locations.
So we're really trying to do what's best for the community and expanding services all the time. Again, going back to that master plan, we want to hear from folks, see what they need, see what the library can do, and then we have to find funding.
And we have to figure out how we can fund this essential service. The citizens of Cascade County deserve excellent library service, and we want to be able to provide it for them.
Well, Susie, thank you for coming on the show today and joining me and for your service to the residents of Great Falls and Cascade County. And thank you for tuning in to City Connections. I hope this behind-the-scenes look gave you insight into how your local government works. Please share what you've learned today with your friends, family, and coworkers. As always, you can stay up to date on city events and programs by following us on Facebook at City of Great Falls or visiting our website at greatfallsmt.net. Again, I'm your host, Lanny Klasner. Until next time, stay connected and informed.